This is CliffCentral.com. Say just like see I, how you make a bad girl that looks so fly. Oh, just like see, me need a bad girl in me life. Feed me wifey, shawty me a bad girl. Me like the sounds of Jazzy Jags all the way from Nigeria featuring Wizkid. It's called Bad Girl. Now, coming up, I've got a brand new one from KB. She's an actress, but I think she took a bit of a break. We spoke to her sometime last year. She's back with the new single. Listen, I think I have to say, if I were to select my song of the week, that song has to be my song of the week. I haven't been able to stop playing it the entire week. I've been playing the song. As I said, it's from KB. It's called Find A Way. She has not officially released it, but I think it should be hitting radio stations sometime next week. So that song is coming up on the other side of DJ Snake.
Lady Love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. All right. Central, WOC, WOC. O'Neal on Cliff Central. WOC, WOC. O'Neal on Cliff Central. WOC, WOC. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Baby.
Lady Love. O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It's O'Neal Africa. On Cliff Central. It's O'Neal Africa. On Cliff Central.
So it's a new one from KB. It's called Find A Way. As I said, I expect the song to go on high rotation everywhere. I think it's an absolutely lovely song. My first guest is already in the studio. We've had her here before, but she's back again because she has a brand new single out. Stand by. Find out who I am talking about on the other side of this. We kick off our conversation. Don't move.
Goes out to you. Yeah, you.
And your city's number one DJ is invading your ear now. O'Neal with a hottest exclusive. Amazing. Worldwide.
Sweet.
lane to the left, player. You be cramping my style, you be killing my vibe, oh player. Play your game, boy, player. You be cramping my style, you be killing my vibe, oh player. Play your game, boy, player. So I'm
the song is called Sugar Free. Shumi's here with us, and yes, she's still not with Gangsta Instrumental. So this is done. Like, this is it. This is done.
Yeah, well, I've broken out. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that there won't be a gang of instrumentals in the future, but, okay. You know.
So what's the album going to be called? The Breakout?
Yes, the album's going to be called
Because I see that hashtag a lot.
Hello, Oni.
How you doing?
Wait, Radio Medicine.
Listen, I think it's because I'm actually blown away by the video. She's just made me watch the video now. And wow.
Yay.
So this is great. There's a concept to it.
Yay.
I see the sugar daddies are there as well.
Of course. I had to get me some sugar daddies.
So this is nice. Tell me about the process of working on the video. How was it?
It was actually so fun. We had so much fun, especially with the production design. You know, we shot at Gardenia Boutique Hotel, and we had lots of sugar and lots of sweets. And we had Griff from Atlanta in the States, who agreed to be one of my sugar daddies.
Yeah, like so, I see that. Like you went to that.
And yeah, we got Akeem. And yeah, my girls came through to be with me on the music video. And yeah, we had lots of fun. And Megan Erasmus choreographed the whole thing. And we've got some really nice raga dancing there in the raga part.
And you look great, by the way. So I see, you know, you've been working.
Hey,
I can see that.
I cannot choose.
Now, the video itself, obviously, this is of the first single that you put out.
Yes.
Sugar Free.
Yes.
The single has been out for how long now?
Since last year, August.
Yeah, last year, August sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. For those who haven't seen the video yet, and who have not, who are not familiar with the concept of the song itself.
Yes.
Sugar Free. I think it's such a catchy title, but just put it in perspective for us. What are you talking about here?
Well, I mean, yo, I'm talking about, I'm really celebrating the independent woman, you know, especially in an age where a lot of girls or society has made it acceptable for girls to have older men to
is there really
pay
society?
Their way. Angas, people are walking around like, yeah, you know, side chick, sugar daddy, like it ain't no thing, you know. And I'm saying I know better, and I'm saying, you know, I'm from the school of thought where I looked at a lot of girls in my years of studies and running around with sugar daddies, and Kebashaba today, they've got kids and they've got lifestyles that they couldn't maintain, and they're not in a good space.
Yeah.
And I, on the other hand, who was sugar free.
Okay.
Well, here I am.
Okay, so is that what it is? So you're sugar free because you do not entertain sugar daddies.
I'm saying girls have got what it takes to get what they need. You know, just because you're in a phase in your life where you can't afford a 15,000 rand weave, it's not the end of the world. You know, you can get there on your own terms. You don't need to go through the whole sugar daddy syndrome, because really, I've spoken to a lot of girls who've been there. It's on the other side, they don't come out so good.
No, that's one thing. I think somebody once said something very profound and said that that money, whatever it is, the lavish lifestyle is only available as long as he's around you.
And as long as you are a dwinkie who is young and all of that, the minute you're over 25, 26, you're old news.
He moves on to someone
else. Exactly. And then what happens to you? Now you've left your studies. Now you've possibly got a baby. Now you're accustomed to a lifestyle that you cannot maintain. So what do?
I don't get it though. Like, what is it? What is sugar daddies? Listen, we all know what these young girls want from sugar daddies.
Money.
But what do sugar daddies want from them?
I want a sensible to say sugar daddy.
Duncan, you're one of them. What do you sugar daddies want? What do you sugar daddies want? Like, no, I really want to know, because I think we never ask this question. We always seem to know that women just want this lavish lifestyle. They want the yards, all of that. But
isn't it that men want, or those men rather, want the trophy? You know, the young girls that they possibly didn't get to get when they were younger, uglier, broke. You know, Manchester got Nimali, they got Ravi Ferrari, so now they can get, you know, someone hard.
Oh, wow. So I'm getting schooled on sugar daddies this Friday by Tumi. And interesting. So let's talk about the album, The Breakout. Are we going to be seeing themes such as this throughout the album? Like, is it issue-driven?
I wouldn't say it's issue-driven. Obviously, it's my opinions and perceptions, yeah. But I'm not going to be an activist about it, you know? I'm putting out there what is in my heart and what is on my mind and what's topical and relevant at the moment. But I've also got some really fun songs that are just about, you know, having fun, going out, turning up. I've got songs about being in love, being brokenhearted. So, yeah, it's just, yeah, about me and being a girl.
When I listen to the music behind Sugar Free, you know, people such as Erykah Badu come to mind. It does come across as though you listen to that type of sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I on the mark here?
You are 100% on the mark.
Okay,
I am from the school of thought. Yabo Jill Scott, yabo Erykah Badu, yabo Lauryn Hill, yabo Miriam Makeba, yabo, you know, it's all about storytelling while you're having a rhythm, while having great music. But there's also those jazzy rhythms that come through. So I'm very much a scholar of those musicians.
Okay. And you have this ability to sing with a smile on your face. I don't think a lot of people are able to do that. So I would love to see you pouring emotion onto a song and you don't have a smile. Like, you're literally, like, you're losing yourself.
It's a problem. Music makes me so happy and I don't know, the smile just kind of appears. But, yeah, I do have broken-hearted songs where I really am just, you know, broken-hearted and heart soul.
All right, so we're still chilling with Dumi, and this is what we're gonna do. So we're going to try and tap into that side of her, that we seldom see on TV, even in her music. So your job is to do anything you want with this song.
Okay.
You already have the voice, so let's see what you're able to do with it.
Okay.
Got me in the deep end, drowning in my own tears. Stevie Wonder blinded, you took my heart away. You got me in the deep end, drowning in my own tears. Stevie Wonder blinded, you took my heart away. You were supposed to be my lover. You were supposed to be. We were supposed to be together till the end. You were supposed to be my soldier. You were supposed to be. Hey. Story's getting twisted, it's a tragedy. Not the fairy tale it's supposed to be. I gave you all my love, I gave you everything. I'm your leading lady, not the enemy. You were supposed to be my lover, you were supposed to be. We were supposed to be together till the end. You were supposed to be my soldier. Hey.
Okay, do you write your stuff?
I do.
It does sound as though you write your stuff.
Yeah, I've got the opportunity now, you know. I've all my life I've been working with choirs and having choir masters and doing other people's music. And with Gang of Instrumentals, it was a collaborative environment where I was with very strong songwriters. You know, Mandla N and Bongo Wright have such a keen artistic ability, and they were in touch with that. And for me, I was still young in my music. I was still young as an artist, so I wasn't able to express it as quickly and as articulate as they were. So now that I have the opportunity, I'm like, ah. And I know some of my music is like very girly, but I'm like, so be it. I'm a girl.
Are they hard on you because they sort of, you know, groomed you in a way?
Yeah. Yeah. The expectations are pretty high, which means I take a very long time to complete a song. You know, it could take me like a week or 2 weeks, whereas before we could be in studio right while we're listening to the beat and then, you know, churn it out. Where I now like to take the song away and really think about it and really osmose it into my system. And because I really want my music to not just be musical and fun, but to be food for thought.
Okay.
And because it's history, it's going to be there long before I've left. And I can watch how I by my male and generations to come to be like, okay, I get what she was at. I get what she was trying to communicate.
You're also an actress.
I am.
What's happening with that?
It's on hold for now.
Why is it on hold?
I'm doing the music thing. I get a little confused. Well, yeah, I just have to pick my battles, you know. I've already done the whole company thing, so I've got that on my plate, you know, managing a business. I've got two babies that I've got, you know, with crazy schedules. To add on to that, a solo music career that I'm independently pushing is, It's a full-time job already as well. So to squeeze in acting as well has just been like, something's got to be sacrificed. And it was easy for me to choose music over acting because with the music, I still get to perform, you know.
Now, in terms of you as an actor, where are you as an actor? You know, we see there are people who are with soapies and they'll never leave soapies because that's their thing. I mean, it's like seeing Brooke Logan or anything else other than a soapy.
She's going to be Brooke Logan.
Are you one of those, or do you see yourself, you know, branching out beyond that, possibly conquering Hollywood as well?
Absolutely. But from this end, you know, I'm all about making our own movies the side and distributing them that side, you know, rather than trying to squeeze myself into their system.
Yeah.
I believe we've got what it takes and the talent. And yeah, in the very near future, I'm busy writing my movie.
Also, you're writing your movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so it's coming.
So you've got a song with Questa.
I do.
Tell me about this.
I was in studio and myself and my producer, J Ross, we had just done the song called Bae, as you know, before anybody else. And it's just about that, being that girl who is with that guy. Mara, this guy won't tell you whether he likes you or not. Like, you don't know where you stand, you know? And this girl's just kind of fed up with it. And I bounced the idea off Questa, and he was like, yes, sure. I'll come through. I'll lace it. And yeah, so now we have the end product.
Is this going to appear on the album as well?
Absolutely. This will be on the album. We're doing the photo shoot next week, actually, and possibly the music video as well, so that people can look forward to that in next month.
All right.
Yeah.
When we come back, we continue, and you'll get to hear that song. We're coming back with Dumi.
You're boarding a plane in 2 hours, and you're looking forward to Sin City. Your girlfriend, however, has her heart set on Rome. You love her dearly, and let's be honest, she totally wears the pants. So you load up Rome Season 2 on your laptop in the departures lounge, but by the time you get to Cape Town, you're demanding she plays The Good Wife. Because with Showmax for 99 Rand a month, you get to watch the best series and movies online anytime. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy.
We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hashtag Black Soul. hear from you is maybe, baby. I can be here waiting on you, baby. You always tell me maybe. You're gonna drive me crazy.
Maybe you're gonna drive me crazy.
What you say, I'm not Dwayne Wade, I'm better with the rebound, yeah, I'm coming home though, be proud, with your mind, that's deep house, put the bag in tech, with a treasure map, that's how you find me now, nyadala mantava, la utaba ngukamba, la uhamba na niyagabani, how, nyaspana, nyapanda, gyasanga, na sofu nukvani, nyasala, nyatanda, man, how, we're not through, it's not true, still, got you in my view, feel, if you put two and two together, you do like I do, yeah, and love me for me, yeah, like I love you for you, yeah, I get love for my raps, but don't forget that I gave that to you, even though I don't show it, you just gotta know it's there, my point is, you ain't gotta get no more.
Listen, I can tell you're on your own lane. Like, you're not trying to be in anyone's lane. Like, this is your lane and you want to just own this path alone.
Yeah, it makes it a challenge, but I'm up for challenges, you know?
Why do you think it's a challenge, though?
Because when you go to radio where they're already playing, you know, a certain genre or type of music, yeah, it's easy to slot you in and know, yeah, where you belong and where they can place you. When you're coming out and you're just like, okay, you know, yeah, so it makes it more challenging for people to understand the kind of music. But hey, like I said, I'm up for challenges and I'm very confident that, you know, people out there are open-minded and be like, that's my girl. And I believe that once I've established that market that's going to follow this music, then we're A for a way.
Are there any challenges that you come across being a solo artist that you probably didn't see coming?
Yes, there are a whole lot more artists out there than ever before. You know, when I was doing Gang of Instrumentals, which is, 10 years ago? there were much fewer artists. Social media wasn't as rife, you know. So now the speed in which you have to move as an artist is much higher. And then your level of networking as well and relationships, you know. A lot of the people that are the gatekeepers in terms of getting the music out there for the media and all of that stuff have changed. It's no longer the relationships that I had. Yeah. So I'm having to start new relationships. And I can't rely on, Maraki Gang of Instrumentals. Maraki Netumi, what do you mean, you know? So I'm having to sell myself. So 2015 releasing Sugar Free has really been a humbling experience, you know, to remind me that as do me, Masemola, the solo music artist, I ain't done jack, you know, and I'm starting from scratch. And to make me realize that and really take it from that point of view in my own mind and when I'm going out there.
You spoke about social media. That's an animal on its own.
Ish.
Yeah. How do you navigate social media as somebody who is trying to make an impact as an artist? You want to be taken serious. But there's also gimmicks out there. There are people who put out gimmicks. And for some reason, that seems to be what gets people's attention in most cases. How do you navigate the fine line of ensuring that you don't come across as too serious?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you still have a stand and a position as an artist.
Hey, that's a hard question, O'Neal. And honestly speaking, not for now, it's just, I'm just like, be yourself, you know? Because at the end of the day, you can't be what you're not. And you can't really pretend for too long, especially in social media, you know?
Yeah, Penny Sparrow couldn't. You couldn't pretend for too long.
You tried. The true colors, they are eventually. Yeah. And you don't want that eventuality to be your reality, yabo. So, Mina, I'm just like, I'm being myself and I'm realizing that it's taking long. I mean, I could possibly triple or quadruple my following if I just did like a whole lot more bikini shots or something.
Oh, speaking of that, okay. So are we going to be seeing more of that? Is that what it takes?
No,
hold up. Is that what it really takes?
Well, I don't know. I've seen a lot of females on social media that aren't necessarily celebrated people, you know, but they have got thousands and thousands of followings because they twerk or are naked or half naked and that kind of thing. And I mean, I realize I'm not stupid. I'm not young. I realize sex sells, you know, and you know, I'm with that. So now I'm putting up images that are leaning towards the sexier side rather than the boring business side.
Is that what's happening right now? I'm actually going to your Instagram right now. So so we're going to go to your Instagram right now so we can see if you have anything risque. Oh my word, the very first video, she's twerking. Let's see.
I am not twerking. Those are my exercise routines. That's heels in motion. We have that every Thursday and Friday, Raja Emma. We get down.
Goodness.
That was a dancehall number that we did last night.
Oh, so Duncan says he's gonna Google to me naked. Yo, there's so
many to
miss out
there.
Oh yeah. Ah, okay. So this is twerking then.
That's not twerking.
Is it not?
No.
All right. So what's happening here?
That's the wrong angle. That's just dancehall moves.
So the only difference between this and twerking is that the camera was in front, not at the back.
No, that I'm actually not twerking.
Listen, you're wiggling more than everybody here. Everybody's wiggling, but you are.
Yeah, exercise, O'Neal. And I also happen to be a dancer, so, yeah, well.
Okay, so, wow. Somebody please bring me water. So, is this what we're going to be seeing more of? How can sugar daddies not find you appealing if you're dancing like this?
I just want to be sugar-free. it's not about not being appealing. I can't be off-putting, obviously. Okay. I'm trying to sell a product, how O'Neal. You understand this now.
No, actually, I don't. Because I don't twerk anywhere. I never have any opportunity
I'm not twerking. I'm not twerking.
I'm messing with you. I know you're not. You're also a mother of two?
Yes. I got two babies.
How is that? How have they seen your video?
Yes, they have.
What do they think?
They love it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you saw my video. It's pretty safe.
No, it is. I didn't see the rest of it. I'll see the rest of it. Speaking of which, what makes a sugar daddy?
My definition of a sugar daddy is an old man who uses his money as a means to get younger women to you know, I don't know, fornicate, go out on dates, and whatever else that he needs or wants from them without really investing emotionally. It's just a monetary exchange. It's a transaction.
My goodness. Duncan, the things you do. I don't know about the money, but because you haven't shown me the money, but everything else, she nailed you, dude. He's even wearing a BEE shirt. That's a classic BEE shirt. He probably has on a Gucci belt and Gucci.
Oh no, Duncan. Vans. Duncan.
Uzi, no, Uzi's for fans. We're still hanging out with Dumiwa Semola, and we're talking about her brand new video. When is it out for public consumption?
Next week, people will be able to see it on Channel O. Thereafter, they can look out for it in like Live 808, all of those music channels and TV shows. And in about 2 weeks or so, then you'll be able to get on YouTube.
What is the one thing that upsets you? Like the one thing that just generally upsets you about people in general?
Yo, O'Neal, that's a deep question.
It's not. It's actually vague, but it's not deep.
It's deep, woman. You're wanting me to go, okay, what really upsets me? People who assume that we are all the same in terms of our understanding or assumption or perception or interpretation of everything that's around us. Mm-hmm. You know, people need to realize that we all exist in our own little realities. And our experiences, where we come from, our environments shape who we are and how we perceive things. So just because you understand it to be that way, it doesn't necessarily mean my way is the wrong way and your way is the right way.
If you had to change one thing about South Africa, what would it be?
I would make us all blue.
What does that mean?
We'd be colorless. There'd be none of this racial nonsense. We've got so much to deal with as a country to get our economy going. Our rand is falling. You know, our land is being bought over by every international everything. Yeah. We're getting to the point where you, as a South African person, you can't even start your own agriculture, anything, or manufacturing, nothing, because it's like, manufacturing, China's got that. Oh, what? Mining? No, America's got that. What? Who? You know what I mean? And it's disappointing that we are not waking up to that. We're busy fighting about the crumbs and not about the bakery, you know? So I would love to change that. I would love people to just be like, let's look beyond all of this and let's just start like building a country that's going to be first world someday.
If there's one thing you wish you could change about social media, what is it?
The stoning. You know, if somebody says something wrong, spilling nyana, kapa opinion nyaka honyana, enkar ikrom, that's like permission for the entire world to now just attack you. It's like we've gone back to the stone ages instead of now putting you against the wall and everyone bringing their stone, because you've done something wrong. We're now doing it on social media. And, you know, we are people, we make mistakes, we're humans, we all do. So really, there's no need for us to be so enjoying this public shaming, you know?
Do you think all men cheat?
Yes.
I'll rephrase that. Okay, I'll rephrase it. I'll just ask it again. Obviously, I'm hoping this time around you've thought this through. And I know you're a sensible young lady. Occasionally twerks in her videos. But that does not form who you are. You're a very decent girl of sensible mind.
How do you know? Okay. How do you know who I am, O'Neal?
Okay, no, actually, I don't. I haven't seen that last video. I thought I knew you, but you're wiggling. Now, do you think all men cheat?
Okay, let me put it this way. In the men that I'm around and that I've been exposed to, yes.
The way you're building this, you're building crap. I can tell it.
No, wait a king.
Okay,
fine. No, explain it. Right. Like, I'm from the environment or community or a society where how the horentatako next door is having a baby, limewako front opposite. When the meeting happens or when it's spoken about in the streets. It's not a, oh my lord, this is happening. It's a, hey, limme olu, why can she do this kind of thing? Hey, Maralinda Tuakwale is doing that. Yeah, and my father, and my, you know, and then the women sit around with that woman who's brokenhearted, who's crying that her husband, unalungwana limutu omong, and they're like, hey, namundo tami, amadoda banjalo sisi, you must just understand ukole and what. And
so it's acceptable.
I think our older women generations have accepted it as being acceptable, and we have been raised and conditioned to believe that men can't do or don't know better or have a lack of self-control of some sort. And now, in fact, if you are a loyal type of nigger, then we're like, oh my God, they still make you.
And then you guys think loyal niggas are boring.
No, really? I don't think a loyal nigga is boring.
You don't think so?
No.
If you came across a man and he was just a stay home kind of guy, he didn't entertain, he didn't even have an account on social media, you would find him to just be okay.
I would love him for days. I would reward him.
He called you like 20 times a day and he texts you all the time. You'd be okay with that?
Yes.
You're such a damn liar.
I'm not. I'd love for my baby to stalk me. I would. Wow. I would. If I could put him in my pocket for him to come out every 5 seconds to be like, baby, I love you, I would.
Listen, you're not running for president. You don't have to lie. You can just...
I'm not lying. Okay, he must have a bit of age in terms of...
Okay, what is that age? You see, I knew it would get there. What is this edge that people... Because every woman... And that's a safe word, by the way. Edge. Mm. Because it's a bit ambiguous. It's not self-explanatory. It could mean anything. I need you to define edge. What is it? What is this edge?
Well, it
he
means...
He must cheat a little?
No, he mustn't cheat.
Okay.
He mustn't break my heart. He must protect my heart with everything he's got. Okay. That's what makes him my man, number one. By edge, I mean that you are extremely ambitious. You're a risk taker in terms of your finances, your perception. You are a traveler and an adventurous person. So you love to experience new things and you love to face fear. You know what I mean? So whether it be bungee jumping out of a plane or, I don't know, Mount Kilimanjaro, or we're going to go climb something, or we're going to go walk the kimono in Spain, or whatever the case may be, you've got that edge. You want to live life to the fullest, you know? But that doesn't mean you want to explore every panty out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about your response, but anyway, I mean, it's your response. When we come back, you're going to sing for us one last time. We've got one more guest who'll be joining us. Plenty action lined up on the show. Don't move.
Yeah, baby.
Everybody dance. she's a hummer. You will say pull it, let dances up, a hot ladies on the dance floor,
but shaking my feet.
The black coffee on the ones and twos, making us move. Quasa quasa booty hop, all my niece, you choose. All the sort of corner la.
Cocktails, buffet.
There's some nandy corner la.
So bring a friend.
So this is your foundation, Gangs of Instrumental.
That's true.
All right. Now, without wasting any time, listen, while we were playing this song, we decided to explore Dumima Semola's Instagram. And without having gone any further, right up there on the first third row, there's a picture. Yes, she's not twerking, but she's dressed in all black and her legs are spread like, okay, explain this to me. What is it? What was happening here?
It's, again, heels in motion. It was just after dance class and we were stretching.
Okay, so you stretch like this.
And then some.
Why did you take a picture of yourself stretching like this and looking stretchy? Explain, what was happening? Like... No, but seriously though, like, this is worthy of us discussing at length.
No, it isn't really. We can just move on, O'Neal.
Okay. So, you don't twerk, that's what you say. Alright, let's just quickly go through.
No, I don't twerk on social media, no. I don't it's not that I don't twerk at all in my life.
Oh, you just don't do it on social media.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. You're gonna sing for us. I'm sure by now you've noticed Junior is not here. He's caught up this week, sadly. So these things happen. We've got one more guest will be joining us in the studio. But before then, we need to hear some more singing. You let me know what you think.
Trying to make me sad, O'Neal.
Why?
Why?
Nah, we need to tap into your... The conservative side.
Jams on a Friday, but it's all right. Hey, Mr. Right, how you turned so wrong? It's been so long. Funny how my Superman became a man. He never calls. Hey, Mr. Right, why we going left? You said forever, now you wanna stay. Hey, they can say that we will never last, but their talk won't change my love. They can run around the world and do whatever they wanna do, but my love for you will never change. All the depressing lyrics I've got.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. You should do more of that.
More sad songs.
Yes.
Hey,
no, but that was absolutely breathtaking. Like,
thank you.
Oh, wow. Beautiful stuff. Listen, don't move. We're coming back.
O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, and it's O'Neal, Africa. O'Neal, Africa, on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. It's true, true. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby.
Double OC, it's O'Neal Africa. This is CliffCentral.com.